if he's able to attract people over the next 2 years, yes, it could hurt my reelection because I have a similar message about the stats. This is all brought on by what O'Malley has done for the last 7.5 years. We've lost 93,000 private sector jobs, yet he's created 27,000 public sector jobs. Perry's point is, how are you going to pay for it? The business owners are saying the same thing. How are we going to pay for it? You know I'm a business owner. I hear it from my colleagues all the time. I know people that have left. I know people that are thinking of leaving. It's a reason I'm running for governor. So his message, my message, are similar with one difference. I'm saying don't move, vote.
Now, did you get a sense from the people that were in the room that they may have fought, I mean, they may have agreed with Governor, not only Governor Perry's message and your message, but they think, hey, I may just move or expand in Texas or move out of Maryland?
There's a lot of pain in that room. There's a lot of businesses who know they can do better in another state. We know it. We see the facts. We all know people of similar industries that have left, and they're doing better. We have all the proof we need. It's hard to convince this governor, that's all. And you can't shrink the tax base and grow the public sector. You know, you can't increase programs and shrink the tax base. It doesn't make sense. So for a healthy Maryland, we need jobs. And the private sector is the one who creates the jobs.